The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? I Heart Miko podcast, February 11th, 2018. I am coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Why am I in Charlotte? Because I flew here to interview Mr. DeLon Wright of the Toronto Raptors. And normally I don't fly into anywhere to interview someone. I would normally just do a phone interview. But today's episode was supposed to be special. And I say supposed to be because here comes the bad part. So this was supposed to be my very first on-camera for my YouTube channel interview with video. And it didn't work out. There was an error with the video. I only got 27 minutes of the video, and I didn't want my first episode to be half-assed or partial or anything like that. I want things to be done right and proper, so I will not be releasing 27 minutes of the video. I will, however, release the entire audio, which is what you're listening to now, of the interview with DeLon. And I've already apologized for him wasting his time and everything, but I was really, really disappointed that the episode did not record and I wasn't able to give you guys what I wanted to give you. So please accept my apology and listen to this anyway. It's still a great episode. DeLon is an up-and-coming rising star in the NBA, and he has a great story. And believe it or not, his journey is much closer to the majority of the NBA than everyone else. You know, you see the stars, you see the guys that were, you know, first round draft picks, but you don't always know their story and how they got there. And then sometimes you see a guy that was a first round draft pick that, you know, had to still take alternate routes to get to where he is today. And so that is DeLon's story. It is a great one, and I know him personally, him and his family. I've had his brother on before, Darrell Wright. If you guys are podcast faithfuls and you go back far with me, you will know that I've had his brother on, and their family is you know, really special, and they're great, talented guys. And so just check out this episode, and I hope you guys like it. Ready?
Yep.
DeLon. What's up?
What's up? How you doing?
Finally, I made it.
Yeah.
I had a rough day.
It took a while.
I had a rough travel day, but I thought you was going to be out in the streets tonight.
Nah, we play at 1, so I can't be out.
But if it was a late game, you might have been out?
Not in Charlotte. I don't really know too much about Charlotte, so I'll be chilling.
I passed the strip club on the way here. They might see me tonight.
They going to see you.
They might see me tonight.
Okay, see one but, of my coaches.
Right, your coaches, yeah. But thank you for joining me so much. I've been trying to reach out to you for months.
Yeah.
Months. Who did you think I was? You said you thought I was somebody else.
I thought you were somebody. I didn't, like, because I saw a Miami number and I saw the name and my brother sent it to me. I was like, it isn't registered to me.
You thought I was some girl that was...
No, not a girl. No. He don't put me on girls.
No, I'm saying, like, a long time ago, my husband played with the Falcons and... a couple of the players have my number. Like, I'm cool with a lot of his teammates. Uh-huh. And I got, like, probably three guys on that team have texted me in the middle of the night.
Thinking you're somebody else?
Yeah, because there's a girl named Miko in Atlanta that everybody's closing. And three different players on his team have texted me in the middle of the night, like, yo, what's good? Pull up. And I'm like, what? I'm in the bed. Yeah. So what? Pull up. I'm like, dog, Brent is right here next to me. And they're like, oh my God, it's the wrong Miko. So that's what I thought you were trying to say. Like, it was one of those type of situations where you, I was like an old clothes that you was trying to avoid.
I got a new number too, so I was like, who did I know who it was?
Oh man. So do you remember when you first met me?
Yeah.
When?
You did a show with my brother or whatever, and we came to the studio or whatever. And,
Yeah, like 2.5 years ago.
Yeah,
it was in LA.
LA. Yep, summer in LA.
And
yep.
I first met you.
Yep. Yeah,
and I was like, oh my God, like you legit look like a little version of him.
I don't even think I made it to the NBA yet.
No, you did.
I did. I probably just got drafted.
Yeah, you did. So. You just got drafted.
I was just wide
and you looked all green.
Yep.
Wide eyed, like, hey. And you sat through the whole interview. What did you think of it?
It was good. It was real blunt, I would say.
Real nigga shit.
I didn't really know about you. And then, he told me, and then I started seeing you everywhere. So I was like, all right, I'll see what it
okay.
is.
Okay. Yeah. So you made it here now.
Uh-huh.
I had to have you on because I felt like you have a great story. Your brother had a great story, uh-huh. but you also have a great story as well. And I feel like a lot of players that have different stories don't really get recognition right. or get interviewed because if you're not like the star on the team, it almost feels like somebody, like the league doesn't really care to tell your story.
Exactly.
And so that's why I'm always trying to tell the story of guys who have great stories, who people that come from where I come from. I'm from LA, yep. you know, and I feel like a lot of the people that are the guys we should be hearing from don't really get heard from.
Yeah, it was slide on the radar.
Slide right yeah. on under there. So I was like, okay, like I got to get DeLon on. I got to hear his story because I've been following you just basically off of your brother uh-huh. and everything,
yeah.
and seeing how you've been balling. And now you like out here hooping. And I was like, you know what? He probably think I want him on because he hooping now. But
nah.
I've been asking for you for months.
Appreciate that.
Yes, I was like, you appreciate know, I need to get him on because I felt like the Raptors team, you could see a turn in you guys this year, a little bit of a change, and we're going to get into all that yep. later. But you appear to be an important part of that team right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to pick your brain
yeah,
to see where y'all headed. But we're going to go back first. We're going to go okay. all the way back to Luzinger.
Yep, yep.
My I don't know if you know, remember the Romero family?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
That's my family.
Baseball coach. I know that.
Joel is married to my best friend.
Really?
My best friends, yes.
I know that.
Rob.
Okay. Yeah.
I've known her since high school. We played ball together. We ran track in college together. I played ball, too, and ran track. So she told me to tell you hi. They both told me to tell you hi and everything. So you went to Luzinger. It's
yep.
a big, big school for basketball and baseball in L.A. Yep. Tell me about some of your best moments in high school.
Best moments was probably, when I first got there, I used to hear stories about my brother when he was there, like how bad it was. So I was a little nervous going there. I didn't think I knew anybody. But when I got there, I actually knew like a lot of people because somehow people get sent to that school. I don't know how.
Sports.
It's crazy.
Sports.
But yeah, I ran into a lot of people there. And then, but like best memories would probably be. My senior year, we won the first CIF championship for our school, so that was probably the best memories. And
didn't you get some awards?
Yeah, I won like a player of the year for that section, the section's player of the year, and for the little conference I was in, with player mm-hmm. of the year. So I won like
little.
I mean, I don't
mean
to say it like that because it was a big deal at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, just. It was a fun time there. People didn't expect anything of me coming out of Luzinger.
Right. Yeah, that's so. Crazy. When you know that.
No, nah, I got a lot of pride. A lot of pride going there now.
Yeah.
You know, coming out of there because, you know, we had Russ, my brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a little mecca
another
now.
Guy played soccer. That's in the MLS. Some baseball players. So, I mean, it wasn't a big known school, but we got a lot of people that came out of there and doing big things.
Y'all making Luzinger, y'all putting them on the map.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You can say that, yeah. And then yeah. We just followed after Russ and my brother, you know, like the guys that came out there.
Right. So after that, you go to community college.
Yeah. Actually, I went to prep school.
You went to prep school?
In Philadelphia. Where?
What school?
It was a BS school. It wasn't real. It was
what do you
basketball.
Mean BS school?
Like, So some schools on the East Coast, they do, like, prep schools, but we was living in a house and, like...
So it was kind of like those schools that a lot of guys go to, just like a basketball farm.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
So the school is basically for guys that want to do another year,
mm-hmm.
but they already qualify to go to college. So you can just pretty much just play. But I didn't graduate high school.
Right.
So I was just pretty much going to stall a year before I go to junior college.
Okay.
So
did it work out? That was a good thing, or you feel like that wasn't?
It wasn't. It was good, but I mean, I got to play against a lot of good people, so that mm-hmm. was good to get the exposure, but it really just wasted a lot of money because, you know, I obviously had my brother to help me pay for
right.
it, but it was a waste of money, to be honest. We were just...
So you wouldn't tell anybody else to go that route?
No, hell
no.
No.
At least you learn.
Yeah,
and now you have experience, and now you can pass that on to somebody behind you and let them know, like, yeah, no, this ain't it.
No, I don't. Just go.
This ain't it.
Get junior college. I should have registered in junior college.
So you went to junior college.
And then I went back to San Francisco where my brother was living, you know, playing with the Warriors. I wanted to be closer to the family and kind of get out of L.A. So that was the best scenario for me to go up there and get to watch NBA games every other day. So that was
perfect. And hang with your family and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I got to see my nephew grow up.
And he's wearing your number now?
Yeah, he's wearing my number. That's dope. That's dope. When I be seeing that, I'm still being shocked. Cause
you know I'm wearing your number too, right?
Yeah, you get buckets in it.
I had 5 threes. I was 5 for 8.
See?
I'm lit.
See what happens?
Right. That 5'5" is bringing us out. So then you went to Utah. And I have a couple of friends, male and female, that went to your school. And I always ask them this question. Why?
Yeah.
Why would you go to Utah?
So for me, I got another long story. Sorry, I wanted to go to the University of Washington.
Right.
But come out of junior college, they're kind of skeptical because you only got 2 years instead of getting a high school kid that's 4. So they knew I wanted to go there, and they robbed it to my brother. Everybody was telling them like, "Yo, y'all better get them." So long story short, they came to see me. They came on a visit to see me in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I had my best practice. I'm dunking everything, making threes. Have my best practice within my 2 years there. So after that, they're like, "Yeah, we like you, but we just want to make sure your grades are right and stuff." So I'm like, "All right, my grades are good." So it was like, I'm going there. So the next day, they offer another high school kid in the area that they want to go see.
Oh.
So I didn't know this. So my Utah coaches that were recruiting me, because those were my top two teams, they sent me the link of them offering another kid. And I was like, oh,
That was good.
Yeah, that was good on them. That was kind of like afterthought. I didn't think I was going to Utah.
Oh.
So I ended up, seeing that, and I was like, all right, I'm coming to Utah. Like, we could do something special.
And so you did. You played well there. You had a lot of defensive awards. You guys did some great things. I was thinking to myself, like, they had won 6 games or something before.
When I committed, they won 6 games. Yeah. And everybody was asking me. Even my brother was like, why are you going there?
What are you doing?
I'm like, I'll be able to play right away and in a Pac-12, and, you never know what can happen. So
you think that was a good choice?
Yeah, great choice.
I
was able to go right in, and I helped change the program. People would give me credit for changing it, but...
You did.
Not in a visually, yeah, but I helped. We had some good players come in. One of my teammates came in after me on my team now with the Raptors. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
I had a couple of my friends, guy friends, was telling me about some issues with women, with the religious community.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any of those issues?
Nah.
No Mormon, no issues, no...
No. That's mainly with BYU. Like,
so BYU, the Utah. But my friend said it was kind of there, too.
I mean, we have Mormon girls at our school, but I feel like some of the girls there, once they get out of their household, they're...
Hoes.
Yeah. Like, sometimes some people, like, they found out later that the girl was Mormon. Like, they didn't even know. So, I mean, I feel like it's a stereotype. Like, Mormon girls are different, but...
The same.
No, at my school, once you get to college.
Everybody's just college.
Yeah.
Everybody's college.
It was some girls that obviously stuck to their religion, but.
Right.
This.
Wow. So you went to Utah. You skipped over Gonzaga, St. Mary's. Hey,
but
it worked out.
It's a lot of people that's from LA that lives in Utah. Like, on a football team, it was at least 10 dudes that I knew. And
really?
Basketball team was 3 guys already there from LA, so.
Oh, so y'all had a little crew then?
Yeah, no, it was
y'all
good. Like, we was, when we went to the parties, we put on our own music. So we was all good. Like.
So was there any competition with you and your brother about, like, draft position?
Nah.
Y'all never do any of that rivalry stuff? You guys, like, best friends, huh?
We actually got closer once I got older.
Okay. Because
it's a little 6 or 7 year age gap, so he wasn't able to hang out with me. Or I wasn't able to hang out with him, so... You know, as I got older, he was able to bring me around, was able to go out and stuff together and stuff like that. So
there was no, like, because, when I had him on, he told me he could still beat you.
He still
can beat you? Beat you?
Come on, man.
I'm just asking because he said you can't beat him.
He going to think that, obviously.
When's the last time y'all played?
Probably like 2 years, yeah.
He ain't going to play.
He don't play now. I'll lock him up.
Not now.
He ain't scoring on me.
Damn. So your mom must be proud. Two kids drafted.
She
That's a blessing.
Proud. Yeah. She's humble, so it's good, but, she's proud. My dad, too. Yeah.
That's cool. I feel like you know, a lot of people don't understand, like, people think, like, athletes are, like, they think you should be lucky, you should be happy. Like, you, this is a blessing. And I feel like people don't really understand the work that goes into it. Like, right. This is just the reward. What do you mean? You know, I tell people all the time, I started playing basketball when I was 10 years old. I feel like I started training then for my moment to be pro. So I hate when people say things like, oh, you know, you should be happy you're here. No. Right. You should be happy I'm here. You should be happy I'm entertaining you.
Exactly.
Like, I put in all this work all these years. And how did it feel when you got drafted after all these years of work, you know, high school, going to the bad decision over in the East Coast, junior college, Utah? How did it feel when you finally were drafted?
It was like a relief. Just the path I took is not common. You know, I went all these, it took me 5 years to get out of college pretty much. So it was just a relief that I was able to get my exposure, you know, because I've been under my brother wing like all my life. So people have been expecting to live up to his expectations of what he did. So
Was it stressful?
It wasn't stressful because, like, believe it or not, I used to hide that was my brother. Like, I wouldn't tell nobody.
Just you don't want them to say something to you?
Like, I didn't want them to think, like, I'm only good because of him, and I didn't want people to just try to
feel like you only got your job because of him,
exactly,
too?
Exactly. I used to hear that in high school. Like, you only on varsity because of your brother, and
damn.
I used to hear all type of stuff, but I never used to tell people. Like, they used to have to find out on their own. Like, people would talk, but, you know, I was real quiet about it.
Damn. So your brother, how I even, like, I didn't really know you guys. Like, I didn't know your brother back in the day. Obviously, I was overseas playing ball. But I knew that he came out. High school was a big deal when your brother came out of high school. It was, like, a huge, huge deal. And I talked to him about it when I had him on, about the difference between, you know, I asked him, does he regret it and all that stuff. What is it that you think that is better or worse, good, bad, whatever you want to say about you going to college as opposed to, like, someone coming out of high school? What do you think are some of the good things that about you going to college?
For one, the college experience, he can't, you know, he'll never be able to feel that.
So just sleeping with drunk girls, growing up.
I didn't do that. But, just the college experience. He went through the recruitment process, but he didn't get to, like, actually playing a game in college in front of college fans and stuff like that, and, you know, have to go to class and the struggle of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good part. He didn't have to go to class, but just the college experience, I feel like he can't get that. Like,
and you wouldn't have wanted to pass on that? You would have rather had that?
But now I'm glad I got to, you know, go through that struggle of not having no money when I'm 18. He had money straight.
Balling, but then he had like a kid.
Right.
He had a family.
At 22, he had a kid. So he had like 3 years of fun. I'm good now. So.
Okay.
I think that's, for one, that's a good part. But, and then just being able to develop over the years. Like, he had pressure, I feel like, to be good, like, within his third year. Now, I was able to go to college and develop and, you know, take the slow routes.
What is your opinion of the rule that you have to do 1 year of college before you can go pro?
I think it's smart.
Why?
If you go straight out of high school, it's going, you know, kids are going to try to jump out of high school to go to the NBA, and then some of them might fail, but if you go one and done, you still get to get that option.
You still might fail.
Yeah, you still might fail, though, but you still get that option of staying in school or, you know, getting to play that college year. But I know it hurts college sometimes because guys only stand there for 6 months and they're going to the NBA. So
you care about if it hurts college?
No, I don't care.
Oh, I was about to say, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I don't get too. They
make billions of dollars off of you guys. And you don't, college players get nothing. Do you have an issue with that? Do you think that college players should be paid, or you think that it should be exactly how it is today?
I'm kind of in the middle. Yeah, I don't.
See, I'm on the side of you have to pay the players. And the reason this is how I've always said. I say the way you don't pay the players, if you don't play the game on TV.
Yeah.
You got to be in the building to see it.
Uh-huh.
Then you don't pay TV. The players. You're making billions of dollars putting this on TV, jerseys, you know, advertisers, Coke, Bud Light, you know, Geico. everything. All yeah. these people are paying these organizations all this money. And my issue is, let's say you went to college and you did 2 years, let's say. That second year, you injure something that causes you to never play again.
Right, right.
I feel like if you were able to go to the NBA, 2 years in the NBA, you could potentially live for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
2 years in college, you're back to the hood.
Yeah.
With an injury now and no medical care.
Yeah.
So that's how why I feel like it should be on the player. Mm-hmm. And if they make a decision to leave out of high school and they don't make it, that's their gamble.
Right.
But I see a lot of people, like let's say you're a businessman. My son, I think he's going to be a businessman, so let's use him as an example. Mm-hmm. Let's say he wants to start his own band when he comes out of high school. Right. If he goes and tries to, you know, make this band and do whatever and they fail, why is it okay for anyone else to go out and start a business or do something? Because being a professional athlete is you're the business.
Yeah, you're the brand.
You're the brand. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like they do this because these are majority black athletes.
Yeah.
It's only football and basketball. Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The only two sports. That's black athletes dominate those sports.
Right.
So it's almost like they're trying to double down on money from you guys because they're going to make the money in the league and they're going to make it in college. You know, so I just feel like you should allow the player to make their own choice. And if they fail, like anybody else that starts a business, they fail.
True.
And they've got to pick themselves back up and go to plan B. You know, so that's, but I just feel like the world doesn't want that to happen.
Nah.
No. They want to profit.
Yeah, they want to keep how it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, annoying. I'm kind of in the middle. Like,
I feel like they have to pay them something. There needs to be something.
Yeah,
there needs to be, like I was a college student, and thank God for, like parents of my mm-hmm. friends. It's the only way we survived. I had a scholarship.
Yeah.
You know, like, I had a scholarship, and I struggled. Yeah. I was eating bullshit meals and struggle food and having to wash, like, too many clothes at once because you can't split the loads up. Like, I went through all of that, and I just wish that there was some other kind of stipend outside of my scholarship that could have helped life be a little easier, especially if you're bringing in money for the university.
True.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
We can't change it now, but we got to talk about it.
One day they'll figure it out.
Yeah. Let's see. So your 20th overall pick.
Yeah.
Wow. You was the man.
Yeah, I went higher than I expected. I thought I was going to be around like 25 or 30.
Look at you. Like, that's any different.
I mean, it's a little different. The money is different like this.
Yes, but it's still lit.
No, it's still good either way.
So why'd you think you would go lower? Just because of the guys in front of you or like your position or what?
I used to like see the mock drafts and stuff, and that's where they had me like going. They had me like 29.
Did they
like
have you going to Toronto?
No, they didn't.
Where'd they have you going?
Like, they had me between like 25 and 30, which was like to like the more of the playoff teams, like Memphis, the Spurs, and Cleveland. Like, some of those teams they had me going. So when Toronto got me, I was shocked. And I told my agent, don't tell me. Usually they'll know
beforehand.
When you get picked. Yeah, and I told them don't tell me.
You just wanted to
me.
Be surprised.
Yeah.
You just have that moment.
My brother knew, but I didn't know. My brother
was he
on
sitting
phone.
Next to you?
Yeah, he was on his phone. He told me after. Like,
how cute.
He was texting because we had the same agent at the time. So.
Oh, my God. That's so cute. So were you happy that you got to Toronto?
Hell, yeah.
What was it about Toronto?
Obviously, Drake, he had the whole wave going at the time. I knew about DeMar because obviously he's from
L.A.
Amir was on the team, Amir Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of knew about him. And then I was like, I'm in a different country. My friends can't just come out here easily. Like,
just pop in. Yeah.
So
it's a lot to get through customs.
It's a whole different, yeah. Customs, I mean, yeah, that's crazy. Even it's tough for us. Like, we still got to go through customs every time we leave.
Every time.
And come back. So.
Mm-hmm. You know who Cuffs the Legend is?
Yeah, that's my boy.
He told me to tell you Cavs in five. And Drake can't save you guys.
Call his mother.
He texted me that I'm actually having him on right
yeah,
after
I see
you.
He got his sweater
yes,
on. Yeah.
Yes, Savage Season. Yeah, he's
funny.
Yeah, he's funny. But so what I've noticed about Toronto, because I'm a huge LeBron fan, so I obviously watch the East Coast a lot.
Right.
And Toronto has always been that team that has been great in the 82.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the playoffs, just I don't know if it's LeBron or what happens, but couldn't ever get over that hump. And
right.
this year, seems a little different.
Uh-huh. We'll switch it up a little bit.
But the trades things happen, but yeah. seem a little different. What's different about you guys this year? What do you think is going to get you guys over some of the humps that you've been going through in the last couple of years?
For one, we ran into LeBron, I think, the past 2 years
yes.
that I've been there. Mm-hmm. So that's tough, first off. And then this year, I think we had a culture change. Like, we don't play the same on offense. We're moving the ball more.
I hated the way y'all played. Yeah, it was like, so annoying.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Cal and DeMar, that was pretty – I mean, it's not their fault, but, like, they pretty much dominated the ball. Like, mm-hmm. everything ran through them. And when the playoffs came, teams took them two away. So, yep. we didn't really have nobody else to rely on. So, this year, you know, these guys are taking less shots, playing less minutes.
You're getting a lot of
yeah,
shots.
Yeah, we're playing more of the bench now. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's just a whole different, you know, change. We don't even have the same players that play last year. Like, we kind of like revamped our roster. So,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's our time. So.
You got injured.
Uh-huh.
You've been back and forth in the D League. I'm on the D League. Well, G League now.
Yeah, G League.
I've been watching and I see these two-way players.
Yeah.
And I'm watching and I'm seeing some guys like you that I feel like, you know what, this guy should be able to be pulled up and uh-huh. can play. And so when I'm watching you go back and forth struggling with your injury, and then this year it just seemed like you just shot out of a cannon somehow. Yeah. What changed for you? Is it just the opportunity that they're giving you?
Yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying, coming out of college, I was one of the best players in college. I won the Bob Cousy for best point guard. So I was ready to play right away. But they got playoff experience. They wanted Corey Joseph to play in front of me, which, you know, I can understand. So I had to wait behind him for 2 years. And then they traded him this summer and made room for me and Fred to be the backup. So I just think it's the opportunity, like, I'm not doing anything different I didn't do in college and in high school. Just opportunity, and I stay ready. So,
but people believe in you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the coaches gave me that confidence in the gym, so I just was ready to play and, you know, utilize my opportunity.
Who on your team do you like playing with the most? Is there somebody that you just feel like when you guys are out there, y'all just be lit? You know,
I guess
like
you can go with my college teammate, Jakob. I'll play college with him at Utah.
Mm-hmm.
He sets good screens for me, so I'm able to get open. But, I mean, I enjoy everybody that I play with on that team, especially the second unit. We've been together all summer working out, and, you know, we all play in the D-League together. So I would say the whole second unit. But if I have to pick someone, I'll say Jakob.
Yeah. Okay. January 3rd. You know that date?
January 3rd.
You don't know that date? Now. Your first career double-double?
Oh, 25 and 13?
Look at you.
I didn't know that was a date, though.
Yeah.
January
3rd. That's a big day.
Yeah.
For somebody like you,
yeah.
That's big. How'd it feel? Did you know, like, did you feel something that day? Like, you know what? I'm about to kill these niggas today. Like, was you feeling any different? Or you just feel like it was just the opportunities, more shots, people injured, things happening?
It was just one of those days. Like, I started off good, and I just kept shooting. I made, I think, 4 or 5 threes.
Mm-hmm, you did.
5 or 6, yeah. 3. I think mm-hmm. I made my first 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually don't shoot 3s. So, you know, once I hit 2, everybody just like, you know what I'm saying, you better keep going. So I was just feeling myself that day. That's all I can say. And then with the rebounds,
it was coming to you.
One of those days. I was just coming to me, and I was just going to the right spot. So it was, you know, it was a good day. I was able to finish off good, and we won. So that was the best part.
Okay, if the playoffs started today, you know who you guys would face?
We're 1, Cavs 3.
You're 2.
Are you guys now? Yeah.
Since when? Since yesterday?
Since the Boston loss, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, percentage wise, we're 1 where we. On the board, it said we won.
Okay.
But okay, we 2.
Let's say you 2, you play Miami.
We'll play Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's lit. Favorite player.
What do you think about Miami right now? Like, they're one of those teams that. From at the beginning of the year, they looked a little washed, a little weak, and suddenly, you know, they've been balling. It seems like they're coming into their own and starting to play well together, and now D. Wade's coming back. I don't know how that chemistry is going to work. I don't, right. you know, I know that there was some issues with him and what's the center's name?
Whiteside.
Yeah, there was some beef. Yeah, there was some issues. So I'm not really sure how that's going to work out. But what do you think about the first round of playoffs if you guys were playing Miami?
I mean, it'll be good because they're also a younger team.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much the same age as us. I think it would be a fun series if we was able to play them right now. They stole one from us. I think so, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there any type of bitterness behind that? Any anger? Nah. Like, nothing?
Nah. I think we'll win, though, obviously.
You should.
Yeah, we should.
You should.
But it'll be a fun
series. They battle. I noticed, you know, I've been living in Miami for the last 4 years. And regardless of records and all that stuff, it seems like they battle.
Yeah,
they work. And Spo's got them, like, you know, they're a battling team.
Yeah, I like them. I like their young guys. And I think it'll be a fun series if we were able to face them.
So the East is LeBron County. Would you agree with that?
The East is LeBron County?
Yeah.
For the past 8 years.
It's LeBron?
Or seven.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Oh, not this year. That's what I was going
to
ask
you. We got something to say.
It's not LeBron County no more?
No, it's New Year.
New Year?
New Year.
I think that this year was different. I feel like LeBron knows that this year is different.
Yeah. That's why
you can
made
see
all
these
trades.
Yeah,
they made
this year
trades.
This year is different, like, for the entire East. And I feel like you guys, Boston, obviously Cleveland. But, you know, there's a lot of good teams in the East that are going to be challenging for that spot. And let's say, shits and giggles, you guys get out of the East. What do you think your chances are against a Warriors or a Rockets or...
High.
Spurs. I don't know who's gonna come out of there, honestly. What do you think?
High. We got good chances.
You think you can put up enough points to play to keep up with those teams? The Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors put up a lot of points.
I mean, it don't mean it's a regular season, but we beat the Rockets by almost 20 or double digits this
you
year.
You did.
I mean, it's a regular season.
You still
it's
did.
It's not seven, but.
You still
and
did.
And then the Warriors, we probably lost them by a total of 6 points the past two games. We should have won both games. But
so you giving yourself a shot?
We're giving ourselves a chance, so we have that confidence.
Okay.
You know, it's a seven-game series. You never know what happens. But
wow.
I think we match up with any team.
Okay, cool. Well, let's segue to some – I had some people ask me some questions for you, so I just want to see how
let's
you answer some of these. If you played another sport, what would it be?
Baseball.
Baseball,
yeah.
That quick.
Yeah.
Why didn't you play? Like your brother, I heard
My brother got drafted.
Joel told me your brother was incredible.
Yeah, he was nice.
So he just chose basketball because it's just
he started
love.
To grow. And
too tall?
Yeah, he was like, he got 6'8", so he was like, and basketball was the more flashier sport. You know, he was able to jump from high school to the NBA. So.
Did you play?
Yeah, I played.
What position were you playing?
I played shortstop and pitcher and like outfield.
Okay.
So I was good, though. But, you know, I know how guys, like, they play two sports, and they're like, oh, I was good.
You was lit?
I was seriously good, but my shoulder started to hurt from playing, and I was going to go to the basketball.
What you know.
That ball's coming too fast, too.
Mm. Come faster and faster.
Once I got to, like, 14, the dudes would start throwing hard. I was like, nah, I'm out of here.
I'm going to go with the one I can cook people.
Exactly. I'll go where my skills is needed.
And I know you're single. I found out you were single.
How you know?
I asked some questions.
You asked. Who you asked?
Don't worry about who I asked. I heard you were single.
Yeah, I'm single.
Why?
It's just hard. It's hard to trust a girl out here.
Why?
The new days, new era.
You don't think it's hard to trust a man?
It is. But I feel like what I bring to the table, you better be. It's harder for me to trust a girl.
I'm about to get you now.
Oh, go ahead.
Put my phone down. So... Do you think that, the numbers for men and women is women, men's way more of us.
More girls.
And you know how the struggle is for us to find a man to be committed to us because there's so many women. There's Instagram. There's Snapchat. You don't even have to have a girl's phone number no more to link up and do all this stuff. So I feel like women have it harder, not men.
No, I'm saying for me in my position.
Everybody got a position, though. Like you say, you're in a position. There's a guy that works at Subway that's cheating on his girl because there's so many women out here versus men.
Definitely.
That's our life.
Saying, for a woman, that's y'all.
Yeah.
And I'm saying
you
for
just
me
feel like
in my role, like...
You just going to wait?
I'm just going to wait. It's
hard, though. How will you know, though? How will you know?
It's hard. That's what I'm saying. So I'm still waiting.
So you just haven't met anybody that you feel like is worthy of giving that shot to or anything like that? Because I got some friends. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, you got some friends.
I got some friends, but I don't. Not no closers now. I'm talking about some relationships.
Nah, that's what I want. I'm just waiting, though. I don't know.
Just waiting. You are young, though.
I feel like I got to that point where I'm like, I'm trying to find that, but I'm not like thirsty for it.
You're not
it.
Thirsty.
Yeah, I'm not. But if I do find it, it'll be good to find it sooner or later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will, because I feel like a lot of guys don't realize, because I have a lot of guy friends. Uh-huh. You know, I'm like the guy's kind of girl.
Yeah.
And all the single guys, they're always like, I'm not gonna be in a relationship because I want different pussy every other night. Like, I don't want to be having the same one. But then the girls they do have coming don't care about them.
Right.
You know, they're just there for whatever it is. You know, they're not going to cook for you. Not going to care about, you know, if something happened in a game or if your family died.
Uh-huh.
These women that are coming and going are there for the clothes and probably some cash or whatever you can provide for them. And so that's why those guys always eventually come back around and say, man, it would be much better if I had, like, a steady,
yeah.
what they call it. A steady, somebody that I know is going to be there that actually cares about me, because sometimes you start figuring out giving girls money to fly here and do this, do that. They don't care about you.
No.
You know, it would be better if you were doing that for somebody that actually cared about you,
yeah.
at least, even if you're not going to get married or whatever, but just having one girl that's kind of, I'm trying to avoid STDs for you, babies.
Facts.
So just keep the condom on.
Oh, always.
Keep the condom on and be smart. Another question. Would you let your children, your male children, child, whatever, play football?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's a good sport to kind of learn different rules. Like, for instance, you learn a lot of different things playing all these sports that you can put into mm-hmm. whatever sports you want to finish or mm-hmm. real life.
Oh, okay.
Just working together, stuff like that. I know it's a dangerous sport, but, you know, millions of kids play, you know, growing up. But not all of them are going to, you know, get hurt or whatever the statistics say. So I'll definitely let them play, but I'll try to steer them into, like, basketball, baseball once
eventually.
They get older. Yeah, but I'll let them play as a young kid.
My son is not allowed to play football.
Oh, he's not allowed.
And my husband's a football player.
Yeah, that's, I mean, but y'all first hand to see.
Yeah.
You know, the pros and cons of it.
Yeah, so. It's bad, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
It's much worse than you think, even
I'm
for children.
I'm starting to
see them. Have you ever watched that Snoop Netflix
show? I just watched it yesterday.
Did you see this tackling?
I saw the little kid hurt his neck.
Yeah.
And another one got a concussion. I didn't see the rest of the episode yet.
It's bad.
Yeah.
A lot of these kids are getting CTE before they're in high school.
Right, yes.
And they don't even know it.
But I heard that's in soccer, too, though.
Yeah, soccer as well, because of the headers, because of the collisions.
Mm-hmm.
Way less,
but
it's bad. A concussion is a concussion. Doesn't matter what you're doing. If you bang your head on a wall or if you tackle somebody, you know, it's the impact. It's the collision of the
constant
brain.
And you don't really know how to use, you know,
they don't teach the children how to properly tackle. They tell them, kill him.
Right.
Dive at his head. Like, that's one of the reasons I would never let my child play that young.
Right.
You know, like, it's just not even done right.
Like, I played from like 7 years old to 14, and
your brain still good.
I'm good now, but like I had a couple, you know,
concussions.
Hits. Yeah, I don't know if they're concussions, but
they were.
Probably were. I remember I got hit one time when I caught a pass. Somebody came like head on. I was a little woozy.
Oh my god!
Luckily, I was playing quarterback, so I wasn't hitting too much. So.
So before this interview earlier, we were texting.
Uh huh.
And you said your life after basketball, you were going to be a porn star, right?
I said I would have thought about it. if I didn't know about basketball.
So what do you... I'm just fucking with you. What are your plans after basketball? Obviously, you would probably be a wealthy man, but that's not always enough for some people. Like, they want to do something else. Like, for me, for example, I'm a wealthy woman, you know, but I... my life after basketball, I'm pretty sure I'm probably going to just be training people.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want a gym. I want to train athletes and, you know, just get people's body right. And, you know, for performance or just for, you know, everyday life. What are you planning on doing after basketball besides just putting your feet up?
I said I want to be a coach, but that's kind of tough. Being a coach, like, that's...
That's more work than being a player.
Right. They have to watch a lot of film and...
They're away from their families a lot.
Even when you're with your family, you got to probably watch some films.
So, yeah.
I mean, I want to be a coach, skills trainer. That could be something I could think about. Or
okay. Have some skills clinics and stuff for people.
Yeah, stuff like that. Try to teach my knowledge. I'm going to give my knowledge to the other, to the young kids. I'm trying to find it. I want to be like a, I don't know, I'm in between like producing music or like being a photographer.
Okay.
I like to do those two things right now.
I'm going to get back to that music thing because that's going to be my last question for you. We're almost done, okay?
That's cool.
Your favorite sports memory today?
Probably playing D-Wade. I think this year, got to be on the court with him.
He's your favorite player?
Yeah.
Oh.
Since my brother got drafted there.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So when you played against him, did you work him out?
I think I scored on him once.
Did you get lit? Was you like hype? Like,
nah, oh, I didn't really think about it until after the game.
You're a real pro.
Yeah. We was on TV. I think it was on TV. So I had to be chill. No.
Act like you've been here before.
Yeah. But anything involved with him was probably my greatest memory.
Okay, cool. 2K, Madden, or FIFA?
FIFA.
FIFA!
I don't play Madden or 2K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why FIFA? How'd you get into it?
So my ex-teammate T. Ross and Norman Powell, we used to play my rookie year 2 years ago. We used to play FIFA on the road together. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I got into it. And as far as like the 2K, I said I wasn't gonna play until I got on the game. Mm-hmm. That was since high school.
So you was on it.
Yeah. So I played it and I was like, I don't really like this no more. Like,
it wasn't that hype. It was like,
our ratings were super low. Still low.
You don't want to play with yourself. Pause.
Nah,
wait.
Pause. Super pause. Play with you. But yeah.
But yeah.
And then Madden, I just never really been a Madden guy.
So okay.
I like to play FIFA though.
Okay. Cool. Last question. Music.
Uh huh.
So my podcast, what I've been doing, I use a Drake song for my intro. Don't tell him, because he could sue me.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for like 2 years. And this guy over here has always been telling Miko, do you want to keep using this song? You don't have permission. But Drake is so famous, he's not going to care about my little 30 seconds of his song playing in the intro. But what I've decided to do now, because I'm a music lover, I'm obsessed with music, and I like to introduce my listeners to some of the music I listen to, because I don't listen to a lot of mainstream, typical things. But what I have my guests do every time they come on is suggest or just give their favorite song, who the artist is, why they like it, and kind of what the song is about. So what song do you want to introduce to my listeners and tell them to check out?
Can I go through my phone?
Yes, go through the phone. Let me see.
Just one song.
Just one song. It's going to be on my outro, so everybody's going to hear it. And I just want to know what you're vibing with. Like, is it a song you listen to before the games, like a warm-up song, or is it just something you do when you're chilling at home or whatever?
I'm a big Uzi fan. I know Cuff's going to make fun of me.
Oh, my God. Lil Uzi Vert. A lot of people are fans of his. I listen. He does have some good stuff, but I just can't get into it. I'm more of an R&B kind of girl.
Yeah.
So who do you want? What Uzi song? What Uzi song you want to tell everybody you rocking with? Give me one that's probably not mainstream. Like one.
It's not mainstream.
One that.
Probably like. I like Dark Queen by him and X.
Pick one. We only get pick one.
I'll say
one.
X.
X. Yeah. So what's X about?
It's like he don't want his ex back.
He don't.
Nah.
Oh, he ain't Future.
Nah, he don't want his ex back.
So he's just trashing her.
He talking about how he gonna break up with her in a text message. That's something I would do, because I don't like talking on the phone. So
you awkward? So you would dump your girl in a text message?
Yeah.
You know what? You got a lot to learn.
I know I do.
But you're young.
Yeah.
You know what? When I was 25, I was making all my mistakes.
That's what you're supposed to do,
all your mistakes in your 20s. You learn from it. And then your 30s, you start making better decisions. Right. And when you become your 40s.
You got to think about other people. Like, you can't be.
You'll usually have children and all that kind of stuff. But, hey. Keep making mistakes, but keep getting better. I want to say good luck to you guys. I'm always cheering for you, even though I'm the Cavs.
It's all good.
But I'm always rooting for y'all, and I'm gonna be watching you, and I'm gonna keep representing the 5-5 for you.
Please.
I got you.
Trying to spread that.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Throw me a drink.
That was DeLon Wright of the Toronto Raptors. And I want to thank him for joining me again live in my hotel room in Charlotte. What a great episode, man. It's sad that I didn't get the video for you guys. That was really the goal of this entire episode and why I've been working so hard the last couple of weeks to try to get everything right and get it done right. And I don't know if you've listened to the other episode already, but I have decided to take a break from podcasting to pursue my dreams of having a sports talk show. And if for whatever reason those dreams don't happen, or, you know, while I'm trying to shop it to people, I may come back to podcasting, but I want to come back with video podcasting. You know, I love audio. It's still really great, but I think that it's time to take it a step up. You know, I'm rolling into year 3 in May, and I just feel like that's a progression that I should be at already. I have the money to get it done, and I have the skills. So when I return to podcasting, it should be with video. And so I hope that you guys are patient and you wait for me. If not, it's not going to matter. I'm going to still do what the fuck I want to do. And just like you guys, I'm going to do what you want to do. Peace. Boys, I might beg your
home. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.